Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have two of my cousins, even though technically they're second cousins, but they're like cousins. I have Tori and Ronnie Bowles. They're
hey.
Here.
Hi.
Hi. I'm so excited that you guys are on. So I'm visiting them in Connecticut. Today is the 4th of July, by the way. So I put this out like late Wednesday night, but most people listen like the next day or whenever. But okay, so I'm going to give a little bit of info, but not like too much because I don't want anyone creeping up on you guys. But I don't think I have too many creepy listeners at all, like That's because good. It's a very like it's comedy, but also spirituality. So a lot of people are just very respectful. You don't get too many creepy McJeepies. Anyway, so Tori, you're about to be 20. She's in college around here.
Yep.
And now Ronnie is 16 and she is in high school. Okay, so especially any adults, please do not send weird messages, especially to Ronnie. Okay?
Yeah, please don't.
Do you ever get weird messages anyway from, because you, okay, both of my cousins are beautiful girls. Aww. And you can definitely follow them on Instagram, anyone, but like I said, nothing creepy and weird, because then I'll feel responsible and I would just feel terrible. But yeah, do you guys get weird random people because of how pretty you guys are?
I definitely have.
Even, really?
Like, some are, like, spam and fake and stuff. But then I've also just gotten, like, weird messages. I'm like,
Like, DMs and comments that you just ignore. But I feel like that's just, like, normal, like, teenage stuff. Like, that happens, like, all the time. I feel like to everyone.
From, like, other teenagers? Or do you get, like, older people?
I think I've gotten, not anyone super old, but I have gotten, like, older people.
You look at their profile and you're like, okay, next.
Do you just ignore them? Do you just keep it moving?
I don't go too far into it.
No.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't really know them, and none of my like close friends know them. I'm like, no.
Because that's the difference now, is like when I was your age, social media was not at all what it is.
Yeah.
So now I feel like because you guys have public profiles, people in their like 30s or whatever could just out of nowhere message you, and it's a whole other, I guess you kind of grew up in that, so you know how to just,
yeah, like private accounts or just like blocking people that give you like a creepy vibe. Like, I guess that's just what you do.
And they like talk a lot about it in school too.
Do they?
Yeah.
What do they say?
They just like more about like the school bullying and stuff like that, because it's such a big thing now. And then also with like creepy people, they're like, don't do that, like the stuff sticks with you, your digital footprint, all that stuff.
Oh wow. So they kind of cover that.
Yeah.
I also have noticed, I do think bullying, I know there's still a ton of bullying within the school system, but I think it is cool that they're starting to talk about it more and more.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, with school shooting stuff, no matter where people stand on guns, the truth, not, I don't want to say the truth, but like the truth is a lot of the kids who do it have been bullied for years and years and years.
Yeah, it's like a buildup that just
explodes.
Yeah.
And it's not to excuse them, obviously, but it's like, if you see, and this could be whether you're in high school or as an adult, if you see someone on their own, you know, and I'm not saying like force yourself to be friends, but like definitely don't ostracize. Like those are the people taking in all of that other people's anger, and then they explode.
Yeah.
So do they kind of talk about that stuff in that way? Just like,
I think even like my grade specifically, we've had not like a school shooting, but we've had like some scary things where like people have brought in knives and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. And then we've had,
did they do anything with the knives, or they just kind of like brought it in?
It's like an empty threat, but you don't want to take it as an empty threat ever.
Yeah.
And so like one kid like got expelled from this.
Yeah.
And it's like a big deal, and like we've had so many things like that, and I'm like, oh my gosh,
crazy. And what are you studying again, Tori, in college?
Education, elementary education.
Oh, so you're going to be an elementary school teacher. Oh, you'll be really good at that.
Hopefully, that's the plan.
I could see you also writing books for some reason. I don't know why, I could see that with you.
I like writing. I think writing is like a way that I definitely like put what's in my head onto paper. Like that's how I communicate. And so I like writing a lot.
Amazing. And I also, okay, so these are also the daughters. I had my cousin Adam on. He's the minister, and you guys are the daughters of Adam and Louisa. At Daisy, you can come in and listen if you want. But you can come in and out. But okay, so I want to just talk about that for a second, because I had Adam on. He's an incredible minister. here in Connecticut, and he's actually kind of, I don't want to say opening a new church, because it's new and not new, because it's like he's moving to a new space, but it's a lot of the same.
It's exciting.
It's very exciting. So it's like new, but not new. It's like not
he's
brand.
He's starting something like a new church, but there's a lot of like people coming from a church that exists.
Yes. And there are so many things cool about the church, but one of the number one things is that it's international. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely really inclusive of so many cultures, which I think is very rare still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because when I go, it has the vibe of the gospel kind of church, mm-hmm. but it's not, it's just so mixed. And and look,
it's such a cool experience.
Yeah. But I wanted to talk to you, what was it like growing up having a minister as a dad? Because, and I want to say this like really not, I can hear that in the background. You can totally color, but yeah. Oh, that's really pretty. Okay. Anyway, we're having like a big family vacation, by the way. So anyway, what I want to know about was how was it growing up with a minister as a dad, but still being really cool? And I know that sounds really funny, but like when I say really cool, I guess I do mean in terms of popularity kind of, but I just mean like you guys aren't like, this isn't to insult Amish people, but like you guys aren't like, you know, oh, my dad is this. So like,
Definitely. Like
you guys still really fit into mainstream culture and you're just really cool, down to earth girls. And I'm kind of out there in my own way. And I never feel judged by you guys or Adam or Luis or any, because we also have my cousin Sarah, Adam's sisters here, and Dave. And like, I really do feel like all of you don't just talk the talk, but walk the walk in the terms of like really being accepting, and like Tori's listening to Cardi B in the car. It's, you know what I mean, stuff like that. So I just want to hear, what it was like growing up in it and your experience.
It's definitely like, you definitely can tell like our lifestyle is different from other like teenagers growing up. And like, even when I was like in middle school and you have like those middle school boyfriends, and like I would, like, they always want to come over, and I'm like, oh, I can't, like, my dad doesn't want boys over the house. And then they drive by and see, like, a bunch of teenage boys outside, and we're all playing games, and I'm like, don't know how to explain that to you.
Because you do have a lot of people
in and out.
In and out dropping by, because there's a sense of community, but it's not like, in like a dating-y.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are boys in it that are very interested in you both, but like when they're here, it's like being looked over in a sense. So like, are you guys able to date? Well, I know, okay, so you're 20, you're 16, so there's going to be a big difference there in the sense of freedom, but like, how is that?
I think like a lot of like how we have grown up is, there's like a lot of credit to my parents for not being like weird in it, because other kids are going to think like, oh, that's weird. Like, your dad's a pastor of a church. Like, that's not everybody's everyday job. And so a lot of my friends couldn't relate to that. And they would think like, make their jokes and poke their fun, whatever. But my parents have never been super strict and never been like, you do this, we go here on Sunday, and you believe this for the rest of your life. And I think if they were like that, me and Ronnie's like upbringing or way that we respect them would have been a lot different. But because they were just like, you know, like, this is what we do, this is our family, I'm going to raise you to the best of our ability, like, it was never like weird. Because I feel like a lot of it could have been weird, if to others especially.
And they've never really put like rules on like if we can't date or not, or like,
no,
like, are you allowed to date?
Yeah. They've never said, no, you can't. But they would trust our judgment. Trust that they've raised us to have good judgment.
And that's, I think, like, a good balance.
And normal also, parenting, they're gonna, not like, even just
be, like, skeptical of whoever we date and stuff. But they're never, like, they've never, ever told us, like, no.
Do you guys have talks about, like, would you share with them if you're dating someone and you, like, kiss someone? Or do you keep that to yourself?
Normally, I tell Tori first.
Do you?
Yeah, just, like, sisters. Like, I don't know. I would not be afraid to tell them, like,
I used
dad,
to be,
I had a boyfriend.
But that's also just comes with age.
What'd you say?
I said I used to be, but that's, like, with age. Because I was, like, this little girl, and, like, say I had, like, a boyfriend in middle school, and we're, like, holding hands. I never told my parents.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
I feel like I told my mom the first time I French kissed, whatever, and she, like, said, she, like, made it, like, so uncomfortable. Like, she went too into it that I was like, okay, I'm never telling her again. But, like, I always, you know me, I'm always saying, like, so much and sharing so much.
Yeah.
So, but, like, I think I still did. Like, when I was in high school, my dad was just so, like, you come to me, you can tell me anything.
Yeah, and that's how they are, definitely. Yeah.
And I, so, okay, so I'm not going to give any names here, but one of the times I was here about a month ago, there was this one boy that came over. I think he's so cute. Not, like, for me. I think he's cute, you know what I mean? And I could tell he had a, I thought he had a crush on Ronnie, and I was giving you not like a hard time, yeah, like a funny hard time where I was like telling your dad, I was like, oh no, he likes her.
That's also the thing with like my dad, he was a youth pastor for like a lot of like guys, because he's obviously a guy too, and so like when they were over, they were always like older brothers, and so if anyone came around, they were like, who is this person, like what do we know about them, and like they would get the whole rundown on them and just make sure that we're like safe or whatever.
I was smelling him out. I was giving him a hard time. I was like,
who definitely has a crush.
I feel like you might have a crush on him too, though.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll see. We'll see how it develops. Would either one of you date someone who isn't a devoted, or yeah, I think devoted's the word, devoted Christian? Would it be hard for you to?
I mean, I think we've both come to like the personal choice of like, this is how we want to live our lives. And I think like, it's always hard to go like, in not like living life with somebody who doesn't have those same like morals or backgrounds. Not that like you can't, like it's not something I'd be like, oh definitely not, like if you meet someone and you fall in love and like the way things go, like of course, like I think that's how it works out.
Yeah, but
I don't know, I think it would be hard.
Yeah, I think it would be like, it would be hard, and I don't think me personally I could really like know what to do. Because I think there is a different
in like, I'm sorry I'm laughing at that, but it's like such a, like you're like, do you want eggs in the morning or do you hate Jesus?
Maybe not that extreme. Yeah,
I was taken to a really weird place.
Like obviously like you can have differences. Like I would never, you know, like just even with friendships, like a lot of my friends aren't Christians and that doesn't stop a friendship from continuing. But maybe there's just certain things that we don't have in common, we don't talk about because they either don't want to or they do want to, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's definitely like a difference in that. Like even with friends, there's some things I wouldn't talk with that person about that I would to someone that I go to church with or something. And that's both ways. They're both good friendships, but sometimes you relate with someone better in that area than the other person.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, you know, so I call myself spiritual, mm-hmm. you know, and yet as you both, I think, no, like I'm a huge lover for real of Jesus, but mm-hmm. like what's getting interesting, I think, as people are just opening up and evolving in general, is that like the label we call ourselves, it's still somewhat important for, you know, yeah. at least yeah. to ourselves, but like there are a lot of people, whether they call themselves spiritual or Christian or whatever, it's like starting to almost like open up and mix more, whereas yeah. I think when I was a kid it was like you were more in your box, like mm-hmm. are you Jewish, are you atheist, are you this, are you that, and now
choose
like
something.
Yeah, and now it's like I'm spiritual, but like I also really do relate to a lot of like, I don't want to say just Christians, because there are some Christians out there who I think are really strict and judgmental, and like mm-hmm. those are not people in any whether they call themselves Christians or whatever.
Yeah,
I wouldn't get along with someone who's really tight, but anyone who really has like a lot of faith in a really open-hearted mm-hmm. Non-judgmental way, and look, sometimes you just naturally judge, that's okay, yeah. but like when you don't let that actually hurt someone or condemn someone, yeah. like that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. I feel like if you guys met someone who just in general probably believed in Jesus and had that kind of faith, just whether it was in God or the universe, whatever, I feel mm-hmm. like whatever they call themselves wouldn't necessarily matter, as long as like that yeah. thing was there, probably.
Because anyone can call themselves a Christian or a Buddhist or a follower or an atheist, like you can call yourself anything, but like I think it would be like, who are you like as a person, like what are your morals, what are your beliefs, like what do you like definitely. Just common ground, and like
yeah,
and this, but like for a relationship or whatever, like are we gonna live the same life, like you can call yourself a Christian, but you might not be living the same life as me. Like,
and yeah. I don't want to like force my like husband or whatever to like come to church with me. But like, is it going to be the type of thing where like I take the kids on a Sunday to church and he stays at home?
Yeah.
Like oh, you marriage. Don't really want that.
You went to a whole nother level.
I like it. Go Ronnie. No. Yeah. And I, you know, I've learned this lesson in many ways the hard way, where it's like, and I don't, this isn't to like, I'm not trying to bash anyone when I say this, mm-hmm. but I've met people like when I was a strict vegetarian vegan. I'm still vegetarian, but I'm not as strict about it.
Yeah.
But like I was like, I need to meet someone who is also vegan or vegetarian. And like, it, just because you're both that doesn't mean you get along. And I know mm-hmm. that sounds obvious, yeah. but at that time, and I was young, I thought like, oh, yeah. if we're labeled the same thing, we're going to naturally just be a fit. So I think it's good, obviously, like what you're saying, to have that energetic similarity.
Yeah.
But it has to go deeper than just what you call yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
And I just love, I don't know, it's so funny because we all kind of, we've been in each other's lives for a while, but we kind of really reunited almost. Yeah. Like, I would say even like 8 months ago at this point. Yeah. Or, but like it just started kind of coming back around. But mm-hmm. what I love is, and we didn't like purposefully go in our directions. We were just all kind of living yeah. our lives.
Life gets crazy.
Exactly. But like what I love is, in my mind a little bit, I was like, oh, I wonder how we all will mix. Because like in my head, it's like, well, Adam's a minister. Like, what yeah. what are they going to think of me? Am I like some pagan outsider? And I know that's like a ridiculous thing in one hand, but I was yeah. like, how will all of our, and plus like here I am a comedian, not always a clean comedian. I do, you know, I say some things that like are out there for even people who don't go to church regularly. And what's kind of blown me away is just, and it's, I mean, first of all, even before you were born, Adam and Sarah and Mary have always brought me in with open arms, but it is just mm-hmm. so beautiful to have like you two and Daisy and Ben and Dave, everyone. Just,
it's a fun house right now.
It is. Shane's here. He's hilarious. But you know what I mean? Like Shane and I are two other entities that just like click with everyone, even yeah. though it's not exactly the same beliefs, but it's more, it fits more than you would think if some, mm-hmm. if just an yeah. outsider was looking. Like I was even self, so okay, I have to tell everyone. So I got a finger tattoo, everybody.
It's really cute.
Thank you. 4 days ago, woke up, didn't even know I was getting it. I woke up, I was like, I was going to a friend's barbecue and I was like, I'm going to get a tattoo on my finger.
Wow,
before
like
I go.
Spontaneous.
So spontaneous. It just felt right. Cause I've tried to get one in the past and I had like, I got panicky and my brother mm-hmm. was like, if you're panicking, listen to your body. Don't get something permanent, you know?
Smart.
Yeah.
Very smart. But I just woke up and I love it. I felt so good about it. But I was nervous. I was like, you know, these are the kind of fears I have where I'm like, oh my gosh, like, are they going to think I'm some like, like gangster, like outside. Do you know what I mean? I know that's yeah, like a silly thing, but yeah. like there are these belief systems that we have, I think, where it's like, oh, you're a Christian and like the daughters of a minister, well, like you would never accept me. And what I love about you guys and your dad and Louisa and Sarah and Dave and everyone is just like, it's, that's not the case at all. It's like differences are allowed as long as you don't come in with those differences trying to fight. You know, yeah. then it's like going to be met obviously with other defenses, but I can cut. Yeah. And sometimes they'll be like, Kate, well, I said, okay, I think you guys heard this. I said to my Aunt Mary, who's your guys' Grammy for the listeners, I said something like, can I make first I said it to your dad. I was like, I think I'm going to make t-shirts that you guys can sell for the church that says even Jesus farts. And he was just like, no, Kate. He just like walked away. He was like, and then my Aunt Mary was like, Kate, isn't that sacrilegious? And like, I really thought about, so like, first of all, they'll tell me when I'm like pushing the line too much for them.
They tell us too.
But like for me, that shirt represented the fact that like, even someone like Jesus, who I do very much believe in, was someone who was very human. And like,
yeah.
farted is a funny way of saying yeah. it. And because I'm a comedian with that yeah. stuff. But like, for me, it's like, even Jesus didn't live the quote unquote perfect life, because that perfection is not real for any human. And I think that's important for all of us to remember, is like, you can be human and not do every single thing perfectly. You can yeah. look back and be like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have handled it.
It's a horrible way to live that. Like, yeah. just trying to be perfect and living up to perfect standards. Like, you just can't live like that. And so, like, even Jesus farts. Like, I get where you're going with that. We're like, you know, we all have, like, those things about ourselves that are just going to happen. Like, we're human. Like, only human is really a real saying, I think.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important, too. Like, because, of course, like, when you're growing up and you're in high school, like, you're going to make mistakes. And, like, if I came home every night and I made a mistake, like, I would like beat myself up all the time about it, but it's like, that happens. Everybody makes mistakes, and like, you can learn from it or you can repeat it and make it again. Like,
yeah.
there's two options.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I think life is a series of choices, and there's no real point in, like, hardcore regretting and holding on to it. Because you can, like, that can take you down into a spiral. You can use it and say, okay, I didn't like approaching that thing in that way. So now, moving forward, I'm going to approach it differently and maybe with more compassion to myself and others. Mm-hmm. And, but also you're allowed to set boundaries. I think a lot of people, especially if you call yourself a Christian or spiritual, they think that means like giving more to others than you have. Like, you're allowed to be kind and compassionate and still say no.
Yeah, definitely. Like wisdom, just like using wisdom in things that you do.
Yeah. Do you find yourself having to say no to a lot of people? Because there are so many people that want to come by and swing through the house. And for pretty much it's like an open door kind of thing because... Yeah. But, like, do you two ever have to find yourself with friends setting those kinds of limits?
Not often, but
I think
we're
both really, like, people. I don't know. And that's just how we've grown up. It's just, like, my parents have always, like, hosted people. And even my mom, like, her Hispanic background, like, that's just how she is, to just, like, be a hoster. She's not the best cook, so I'm not going to say she's going to come and cook you this gourmet meal, but...
Oh, she's such a good cook. To me, though. I think she's incredible.
But yeah, like, we've just always grown up that way, and we love being around people and love, like, having people in the house.
And
but
we definitely have our moments where, like, even when people are here, we'll sneak up to our room and just, like, take a minute.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, if that was every day, all the time, like, that's too much for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do take those moments to, like, go outside or whatever, just to, like, collect our thoughts.
Yeah. Sometimes when I come home, I definitely just walk straight up to my room, especially having all the people in the house right now. Like, you just need to get away for a little bit. Like, I'll walk straight up to my room, lay on my bed,
I'll notice go on that. My phone. And then all of a sudden you hear, knock, 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 Tori.
<It's> Which Kate. I don't mind at all.
Yeah. Well, you introduced me yesterday or the day before to Riverdale.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
So good.
So Riverdale, for those of you who don't know, Dave just walked by. I know, it's like my new obsession. Well, here's the so Riverdale is based on the Archie comics.
Mm-hmm.
So I read Archie growing up, but like when I read Archie, it was very wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
And like I had heard of Riverdale and I heard that people were watching it, but I had no idea it was based on the Archie comics.
Yeah.
And yet it's pretty, it's still like a CW kind of meant for teenager, young 20s show. But like, I love all that. So, I mean, Twilight's my like favorite movie.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, one of them. But like, but you watch it and there are some like, I don't want to give away too many things, but like, there's a teacher thing that goes on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's just like a lot of racy things and it blows your mind. So you're like, wait, this is Archie and Betty and Veronica and Jughead? Like, what?
Especially when you come at it, like, we didn't grow up reading the comics.
Yeah,
so I've only heard about the Archie comics through Riverdale.
Okay.
So, like, you're coming at it with a different perspective of, like, you've heard about this because of the Archie comics. So it's like, whoa, like, what is this? Like, this is not how it was. And I'm like, what were the comics like? Like, I don't understand how it's going to be different.
I'm into it. I mean, there's a part that makes me feel... like I don't mean to say trashy, but you know when you like you're eating popcorn watching these like affairs happen, you're like, oh my gosh,
drama, and you're like, give me more.
It's just so
I love drama. Like, I know it sounds bad, and obviously you don't want drama
like in your own personal life.
Yeah,
it adds like a good story to your life. Like, yeah, they're talking to who, and you're like, what?
I know.
Love it.
I love to be on the loop.
Yeah, well, Riverdale's definitely a good show. It's on Netflix for any of you who want to watch it, who have
both
Netflix.
Both seasons, binge watch, definitely.
Is season 2, though, on there yet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is?
Just came out.
Tori let me watch on her account.
So good.
Thank you. Yeah, so guys, check out Riverdale. It was crazy. It's just so funny that you guys got into it without knowing that background, and it's still just an enticing show. Did you guys watch any or like read any comics growing up at all, or was that like a thing? Like,
not,
it was for me growing up.
No.
Calvin and Hobbes.
No,
haven't heard of it.
Really?
Yeah. Haven't heard of it. In like the
you know Calvin and Hobbes, right?
Yeah.
Because Shane knows it, but it's because I like.
Yeah.
What about The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what cartoons did you guys watch growing up?
Rugrats.
Aw, okay.
Hey Arnold.
Recess.
I don't know Recess.
You don't know Recess?
No.
That was like 2000s, like late 2000s probably.
Okay.
Fairly Odd Parents.
Okay.
Stuff like that we watch.
What are those? A lot of like Disney, like what?
I don't know.
Nickelodeon, Disney.
Okay, Nickelodeon.
We watched a lot of Disney, I think, because we liked the girly, like, Hannah Montana, stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. Montana. How do you guys feel about Miley Cyrus now?
I like her.
She's pretty cool.
I like her and like Liam Hemsworth, because I like, what is it, the last song? So cute.
Yeah, I love that movie. And she is just real. Like, who she is who she is.
Do you think Liam's her twin flame?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that you have totally jumped in on that twin flame thing that I
trust
love.
Your judgment too.
Tori, you're so cute. This is what I love so much about both of you is like, even though, you know, we went years without seeing each other much, like there is just such a bond between us all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like, because look, I've always been in their life since they were born, but I just love that there is, like, I feel like we all kind of also look alike too. Like that gene is still within all of us. And I love that you like, you trust my judgment with it. Cause every Tuesday for the listeners who don't know, on Instagram, I post a Twin Flame Tuesday. And I post the couples, but I like really, I already know who I'm posting next week. I'm not going to give it away. But it's funny, actually. It's a funny one. And so thank you for trusting my judgment there. Let's talk about, so your mom is Hispanic. Mm-hmm. So you guys are mixed race, which I think is badass. How has that affected your life, if it's affected your life at all? Do you guys speak Spanish at all?
No, fluently.
We don't really speak it.
My mom never really taught us when we were younger. And so, like, I've only really picked it up from, like, school and then
friends and family.
My mom knows and like friends and family.
Well, you're going to be going soon.
Yeah, to see our grandma for the first time.
So, are you going to Honduras?
We're going to Costa Rica.
That's right. Okay.
Close by.
Is this your first time going to Costa Rica?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Okay, it's going to be so hot there.
I know.
Oh, now we've got Shane and Ben sneaking in. You guys better not put on anything loud. Or you're just here to watch. Shane, no, if you put on Fortnite, it has to be quiet, though. No volume. You can put it on no volume. I thought you guys were coming to listen to how exciting and entertaining we are, but they're here to ignore us and play Fortnite. Did you guys get into Fortnite at all?
No. I'm not a video game person.
I used to. So there was like, you know, Nintendo 64 was
those
like.
Those are fun.
Those are fun. And we just got a Nintendo 64 Mario Kart. So
really?
That is loud, dude. Well, we need to talk about what we did today.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay, so we went to Brownstone. What's it called?
Brownstone Park, I think.
Brownstone Park.
Brownstone,
you guys describe what it is.
It's an exploration park, but it's around a lake. So zip lining and slides and rock climbing.
It's not like roller coasters where like you wait in line for hours. It's like you swim everywhere you want and like you're just in the water all the time. And it's just so fun.
It was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And so... like today was like the fourth day after my tattoo, but I didn't, when I got it, I totally forgot I was going to be in a lake 4 days later, which I think is technically fine because it's pretty much healed. But did you guys see me swimming with
swimming
my
finger out of the water?
I was swimming with my pointer finger out of the water. People must have thought I was a maniac.
Yeah, or being like trying to get someone's attention the whole day.
The whole day. I'm number one. Number one. It was so, I felt whatever. But yeah, it was so fun. So they have like, so there's this lake and then they have like these big blow up slides and raft things. And then along with like zip lining and actual like bigger water slides. And it was just, for me, I love the beach, but I really love lakes and like.
Yeah.
When it's surrounded by trees.
Yeah, we like lakes a lot more.
I feel like it runs in our family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like lakes are in our blood.
Because I like the beach, but I like the lifestyle of a lake. Like
me too.
Adventuring and hiking and swimming and kayak, like that's my dream.
Like hiking somewhere and then you see like an opening in a waterfall and you just jump.
Yeah.
Like spontaneous.
And then you tango with a bear.
No.
Yeah. Yep.
You howl with the wolves. No, that's what was so fun about it is like, first of all, I actually am getting back into the beach, but like I always need to bring an umbrella because if I'm just baking out in the sun, it's just too much. But like, I don't know, when you're surrounded by the trees and Brownstone, I hate to be doing a commercial for Brownstone because I don't want it to get more crowded for the next time we go. But it was just so cool because
it really was.
Yeah, you're just like in the water. Like it was just so active and there were so many things to do. We did, I don't think you guys were there when we fought with, so there was this one big circular raft thing where you can like get on it and almost like ride it like a ball. Like there are four.
Yeah.
Right? So like.
And then knock someone off.
Yes. What's it called, Shane?
It's called the rocket.
it's called The Rocket, right?
Mm-hmm.
So me, Shane, Ben, Dave, Daisy, and Sarah were all like swimming up to it. And there's already like six people. Were you guys with us?
Yeah, we were there at that point.
Were you there with us at that point? Okay, so we were like swimming up, like ready to like take over this thing, right?
Yes.
And we were like circling it like wolf sharks, right? I don't even know if there are actual wolf sharks, but we were. Yeah, we were. We were like, so, but they were like these like rowdy dudes that were already on it. And like, what did the one guy looked at us and what did he say at first? Do you remember what he said when he was on? He said something like to me or like, what? No, I said that to him.
He said it after you said it.
Yeah. Well, he looked and he was like, he said something like, basically like, you're not getting on here. Yeah, he goes, he said to like someone else, but while looking at us, don't let them on. And I go, I will eat you. I said, we will eat you. And he was
like,
looked at me.
Surrounding it. Yeah. Around.
Yeah. I was like, we will eat you.
Marking our territory
you.
For sure.
And then they were like, were almost like, what? And then Dave, who's like a grown man and like pretty big, like, you know what I mean? He like jumps on and like tipped over the whole thing. It was pretty funny. Ben jumped on with them too. And
like a family fight against these two punks.
But Sarah, she was like the one rational one. She was like, no, like, let's just go to another area. Let's be peaceful. And I was like, no. And then I was like, fine.
Yeah. And then it flipped and they all got off.
Yeah.
No, then they all got back on.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
They weren't so giving it up and it wasn't worth like starting a real fight.
Yeah.
But it was fun to tell them we would all eat them. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
I kind of felt bad, but I was like, losers.
Did you do
Yeah, she shouted losers.
And then I like hit my head underwater and I was like,
I love how we started this with like anti-bullying and like, so we bullied. They were just being really rowdy and like they hogged it. Like they took over it and they had no intent of sharing it with other people. So like we came up trying to like, you know, stake our territory and then we were like, okay.
Make them feel awkward.
Yeah. But then Sarah, she was like, come on. But I was also trying to make her laugh because it's just funny to say crazy things like, we'll eat you. Because Sarah's like, Kate.
Then you'll never see them again.
No. What if we see them tomorrow? Oh, doesn't matter. We'll fight them.
Yeah.
We'll win. Right?
Nothing
right, Aunt Mary? You'll get them.
You got it.
Yeah. My Aunt Mary's in the room now. She didn't want to come on. But maybe another time. We're working up to it. Because she used to be a nurse. So I want her to give everyone tips on how to have good poops and just live your life correctly.
I love a good poop talk.
How do you guys feel about pooping?
Everyone does
Are you pro-pooping?
Yeah. Pro-pooping. Politics.
Well, I do. Can you imagine I just fall back on this? I do love, though, how, like, girls, even starting, like, in middle school, are, like, starting to really claim more, like, talking about their bodies in a sense of, like, I feel like they're still in this culture. Like, boys are allowed to, like, fart and talk about pooping, but girls are still supposed to be like, oh, my God, I, like, don't ever even fart, like, I don't even sweat. That's like, you know, and I like that girls, like, you don't have to do it the way I do it. Like, first of all, this is not a joke I made up. You don't have to be like, oh, I'm dropping the kids off at the pool. Like, that is disgusting when you go to poop. And I did not make that up. That's been like around forever. But like, I do like that girls are just starting to be able to talk about that without being like, oh my God, am I no longer attractive?
Me and
Ronnie
have never been like that. We're not the most lady-like.
And that's also probably
people.
Like the way we were raised with all people in and out. Everyone's just been like, oops, I just farted. And it's like, cool. Next.
So do you fart in front of boys?
Yes.
Yeah, but Ben, you're different. You're their cousin. Like, do you guys fart in front of boys you have crushes on or no?
No.
Well, I try not to, but I mean, it happens.
You can't scare them away.
Okay, yes, but I know Ben is a boy, but I'm saying, I mean it like, do you fart in front of dudes that like you have a crush on?
Probably not.
Not to, but I mean.
Gotta give it a few months.
It's not your start game.
No.
And like.
Hi, I'm Tori, I fart a lot.
In my family, I'm the farter. And so like, my friends will come over for the first time, they're like, oh, Ronnie's such a farter. And then I just have that reputation, and then I'm just like, okay. And I just have that freedom to do like whatever.
Ronnie
I want.
The farter.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm proud of you. Get it out. Do you burp a lot too?
No, Ronnie hates burps.
What?
It's such a thing about it.
You hate burps?
Yeah.
If we burp, she'll go, ew.
That's Daisy, by the way. So if you, I like to burp and fart. All right. We can get off this topic if we want.
Yeah. That took a turn.
Yeah. Who likes to poop themselves? No. We'll get off the fluids. Okay, I'm trying to think. Okay, if you could give any advice, random, pulling it out of thin air, to listeners. Now, remember, these listeners are all ages. So I have some middle school listeners, which sometimes frightens me, because sometimes I say things that middle schoolers should not hear. But if you could give just like Yeah, advice or a lesson that you've been learning lately. What would it be?
Probably not to regret anything. Because, like, I know some things, like, I'm like, man, that, like, sucked. But I feel like that what's, like, what builds your character.
Everything happens for a reason.
And so I wouldn't take anything back.
Yeah. Do you guys both believe that there's, like, God has a divine plan? Because sometimes people are like, I believe in your spiritual stuff, but I don't think there's a divine plan. Because people find that sometimes offensive almost. Because when something horrible or tragic happens, people, and I still, it's hard. That's a hard one to still have when something horrific happens and to say, somehow I think it was all part of God's plan. And then to try to, I don't try to explain, but I mean, it's, I feel bad having that belief, especially when something tragic happens. But like, how do you feel in that realm? And by the way, to the listeners, it's okay if you disagree with me on that.
Yeah. I think that God has a plan for our lives, and that's, like, what I would, like, put my hope in. Like, you know, when things are crazy and up and down, like, just knowing that there's a plan and, like, there's a way you're going to get through things, and that's not your own. Because I feel like if you have to do everything alone, and sometimes just friends and all that, like, friends fail you and family members fail you and blah, 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 like, just to put your hope in the fact that there's a plan and you're going to make it out okay, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And I always feel like God definitely holds us, like, in his hands, and, like, he sees our, like, first step and our last step, like, so I know he's, like, with us as we're going through this life, and, like, he's helping us through it, and so I think that's, like, what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, because, like, even in my spiritual school I'm in, they don't necessarily have that belief, you know, and I've asked it more, and I'm like, well, do you, like, I feel like every year I've been like, well, do you believe that, like, everything happens for a reason? And they'll be like, yes and no. And I'm like, well, that makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
But because I wonder where, and this is something I'm always grappling with, is, like, where free will comes in, because I do believe we have free will, too, within this divine plan. So it's, like, hard, though, for me to, like, piece that together. There's this plan, but then there's also free will. So, like, all of that gets confusing even for me. But I do think that the universe, because, and I've said this to my listeners, sometimes when I say God, I think some people have a reaction to that. So if you want to replace God with universe, whatever makes you feel comfortable, do that. This is to my listeners, not to you guys. But, like, I just, I always feel like the universe has our back and wants us to grow and love more and have more and more compassion and develop community. So, yeah, that's, I mean, and that's my belief, but a lot of people think that that's, like, a naive kind of pretty putting a bow on things. But I just feel that way. And I've been through some really, I don't want to say horrific, but kind of, like, I've been, I have not lived a completely easy life. And yet every time I've fallen and have been in complete despair, even before, there were points where I was totally atheist and in complete despair, I still somehow found the will to go on. And Aunt Mary reminds me, so Aunt Mary went up to this guy today at Brownstone who had this big tattoo on his back that said, what did it say, charge ahead? Yes. And she just went, I loved it. She went up to him and she was like, I love your tattoo, and it makes me think of that. It's like, even when you're in that really dark place or things feel like they're crumbling down, like, and even if you can't charge ahead, but baby steps ahead, if that's where you're at, is, I think, really important. Because after my divorce, it was baby steps ahead. And just remembering that, like, one little small step starts, as Shane would say, a whole journey.
Yeah. Wow. Definitely. Shane, he's pretty wise for his years.
I know. Do you hear that, Shane? We're complimenting you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shane, who's got little tan red cheeks right now from being out in the sun. They're, like, perfectly tanned. Good for you. Good for you, Shane.
It's first time underwater, right? Or being able to...
Yes. Today was a big day. Shane, do you want to share it? Or no, you don't want to come on at all?
No.
Okay. He's not. He'll come on in a future episode again. But yeah, this was a big day for Shane because he's a good swimmer. You don't want me to talk about it? I didn't even bring it up.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Sorry, Shane.
Well, Shane had a big milestone today. So, but we're not allowed. He also went zip lining. Can I say he went zip lining, Shane? And you were awesome. You can check it on my Instagram page. I have him, Ben, and Dave going zoop into the water. Daisy captured it. So thank you, Daisy. what's it like having a comedian cousin? Do you feel cool because of me?
Of course.
Yeah. I've even showed my friends your Instagram.
Have you really?
Yeah. This is my dad's cousin. Isn't she cool?
I was teasing, but I love you. Thank you. Well, some of Shane's friends have found it, and it's been a little bit of an issue.
Questionable.
Am I allowed to talk about this, Shane, or no? Yeah, some of his friends, which I don't want them to find me, by the way. Yeah. But I guess because I hit like on every one of his pictures and write, I always have to write like a comment like, you are the best. You is the cutest. You know, so obviously they found me really quickly. I'm like, I hope they never find me. And then I'm like, you are the best son in the whole wide world.
Love mom.
Yeah, love your mom. But like, yeah, some stuff was like not necessarily... I've tried to get better with the appropriate stuff, but like sometimes I post something, I'm like, oh my gosh. So some of his friends have found it and they've said something. Well, one of his friends snitched on me. I did an Instagram story where I was wearing a shirt that had an inappropriate saying, and she, because Shane's unfollowed me because I don't want him to see some of the stuff. She told him what I was doing. And then when I...
No, that's different because I knew about the shirt and stuff.
I know, but like she told you, I still... I was joking. I said, should I wear this to a kid's party? But I was like, it was a joke. That was the point of the funny, was like, I would never wear this to a kid. And then she wrote, is your mom wearing that to the party? And I told her to stop snitching on me. And she goes, I said to her, I said, you tell her not to snitch on me. And she wrote back to Shane, tell your mom she's gay. Yes, she did. You gay. She goes, tell your mom.
Whoa, that escalated.
Okay. I feel like she did. Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, because your mom gets.
Tell your mom.
Okay, fine. First of all, there's nothing wrong. I just want to say to my listeners, it's okay if you're gay. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with being gay. I just didn't like that she felt she could joke with me like that. But I like her. I like her. If she's listening to my podcast.
No, you're not telling
me. Oh, no. Shane, you're not allowed to tell it because unless you want to come take a mic. Come take a mic and tell the story. No, well, you can't tell it from the couch, man. Okay, no one can hear you, so come tell it then, and then I can disagree with you. You told that you okay.
Okay, so what actually happened was she sent me the picture on Snapchat, right? And so I asked mom, "Are you actually gonna wear this to the party?" She said no, and so she said she's a snitch, and I was like, so basically all that happened.
I said she's a snitch.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And then she said.
And then, we always say your mom gay. That's a saying that people do.
Okay. So it's a saying, but she said your mom gay.
But they don't literally mean it. No one actually.
I know, but you're not allowed to talk to parents like that.
Okay.
So tell this girl.
But I still like her. If she's listening, I still like you. You can come over if you want, but don't say you mom gay.
Yeah.
Not that there's any. There's nothing wrong with being gay. It was the way she said it. It hurt. Like, it was like she was trying to hurt my feelings. Yeah. Okay.
Bullying. Yeah. Full circle.
She was bullying me. Tell your friends to stop bullying me, Shane. Shane's in full ignoring me mode. That's cool. And if you are listening and you tell Shane, I'm going to know you listen. And he going to tell me.
Snitches get caught.
He going to tell me because he's my little baby boy. He's my little angel coos. Right, Shaney? Yeah, he's like, I'm going to ignore you for a week.
I said, yeah.
Okay, I know. I love you. Shane just got back from Yellowstone with his dad, by the way. Have you guys ever been?
No. Mm-mm. But it looks pretty cool.
He's had a crazy week.
I know. He's back to Fortnite. Anyway, yeah. I just really want to say that was not to, you know, I don't like the whole gay thing as an insult also because I feel like it shouldn't be. But like, anyway, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
We got distracted. Any other topics or issues you guys want to cover?
I do have a question for you.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
Ronnie, turn it around.
Wait, whisper it in my ear.
No.
Oh my gosh, I hope it's weird.
I was just going to say, are you like the type of parent that would like check your son's like phone?
Oh, he. I was about to, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say hell. But, hell no. I try to give him a lot of privacy. Yeah. First of all, I really trust him.
Yeah.
But no, I will not. I'm very adamant about letting him, because my mom like went through my stuff a lot and like read my diary to the point where like I started writing on it like, anyone who reads this diary without permission is cursed.
Oh wow.
She probably was like, okay, Kate. next page. But yeah, I felt so invaded when I was in middle and high school, and it felt so disrespectful that I really never want him to feel.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's pretty open with me about what he wants to be. So what he's not is his.
I think that's what's important.
Yeah, if you make the kid feel like they have to hide stuff, they'll hide it. If you're like, I trust you and, you know, I trust that you're not going to do bad things and get yourself in trouble, and if you will, you'll come to me. Like, that's, my parents never check
like
their
phones. Like, strict parents raise sneaky kids.
I feel like that.
So and true. So if you're both open on both ways, then, like, it's going to get received. Like, if you're going to be open with him, he's going to be open with you.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah, so no. So I won't, and I plan on not. And, like, even when, like, he does start for real dating and stuff, like, there's so, I'm going to want to know all the details, but I'm going to really fight myself in a positive way. Yeah. And not, because, you know, he's already pretty secretive, but not like in a bad way, protective. Yeah. Or whatever you call that, like, and I just want him to feel like he's his own individual and his mom's giving him space. So I really don't, and I've already like been giving him pretty honest talks about like the birds and the bees since he was young, but in a very like health class kind of way. Mm-hmm. Like when he asked where babies came from, I didn't do the stork stuff. Like I really told, you know what I mean, like I was like, okay, yeah, well it grows in the woman's belly and this is what happens, and like showed him on National Geographic, like nothing weird, but like very sciencey ways. So like I feel like I've already had most of those talks, and then when he asks me other questions about stuff like that, sometimes I have to go on Google. Like I'm like, I don't, because when he gets, yeah, real scientific about it.
Yeah.
Shane, can I share a story just about like, I had to Google something about like an anatomy, like I didn't know enough about stuff, and like I was like, I won't share too much because I, but like I, yeah, was like, whoa, you know what I mean? Like I was like, and now my Aunt Mary's in the room. Aunt Mary, you used to be, you were a nurse, right? Like, yeah, do you have any, you'd have to come grab a mic, but do you have any tips to share? Like it can be about anything, it can be something like some healthy tips about vitamins to take, how many poops a day people should be doing, that means you're regular. It could be an STD talk. What, Shane? I just think, I think like people, poop, a day is, poop is very, yeah, fun. Poops are important, fun, to talk about. One or two.
Like in the morning or at night.
What do you have to, come here, Aunt Mary. Ben says, tell three, everyone about
he
poops.
He needs to go to the doctors.
Three, you do three poops a day, Ben? That's really, okay, I'm giving, yeah, thanks, okay.
Okay, it's not really about the number of poops, Kate, let's be honest.
Okay.
It is. And so it's just like, you know, you, health is just basic. It's trying to eat well and exercise. Ooh. And drink fluids and get rest, just your basic things. But one of the biggest health killers is anxiety.
Wow.
Yeah. So it all ties in together, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's your mental, it's your physical, it's your spiritual. But there are just basic things for health. It's not really rocket science with health.
How can you take care of your spiritual body as well then? Therapy, if you need it, like what would you say?
Sure. If people need therapy, I would suggest that. For me, it's prayer and Bible and you know, sharing my heart with friends, learning how to trust, knowing for sure that that there is a God who completely loves us, has our backs, cares about us, about the details. So that's tied into health, but doesn't mean that bad things can't happen, even to people who take care of their bodies and spiritually, because we live in a world that isn't perfect.
You have such a good radio voice, Aunt Mary. It's very soothing. She gets very,
I'm
like
my own granddaughter to sleep. No. That's great.
No, it's like you got some smooth jazz stuff going on. I like it.
So that, you know, it's basic advice. There's nothing really. It's not a certain amount of milligrams of vitamins. It's your basic, you know, get up and move. Don't sit on the couch. Go out and have some social interaction with people. Care about people.
But you can still watch Riverdale for 3 hours if you need to. Right, Aunt Mary?
Obviously. People heal in different ways.
Yeah. That's right.
Thank you, Aunt Mary. And also what you were saying earlier, we were talking about a little bit this in the car, but also really helping others, I think, is part of spiritual health in whatever way makes sense for you. It could be whether, even if you're not working in a soup kitchen, it's reaching out and just making sure you're connecting and
forgetting about yourself, helping the person next door is really good medicine.
But you don't have to necessarily forget about yourself. Like, you can, like, love yourself while doing it.
Not always taking yourself so seriously, yeah, or that your problems are the biggest problems in the world, but reaching out to someone can really be good medicine.
Ow! Keeping it real. I hit myself with a microphone.
That scared me. That
yeah, being gentle with yourself.
Yeah.
Can you imagine I just knock a tooth out at the end of this?
I would have no idea.
I would hate to knock a tooth out because that's expensive to replace, to get like a good one. And not
you have
like
to be
a
toothless for a little while.
Ugh, that would be such a bummer. But I'm sure a lot of people have had to do that. But like to get like a nice new tooth is like thousands of dollars. What a bummer. And I don't think it's like covered by insurance.
Probably not.
Anyway, I didn't do that. So, all right. Anything else you guys want to say? I mean, we have like 10 more minutes if we want. We can always wrap it up early. But it's been awesome having you. I can't believe you guys came on. And
thanks
their friend Emily is here. I don't know if you have anything or anything you want to add. No. She opted out of it. She was like, it's so funny how like, are you guys nervous still or no?
No.
No.
It's so funny how people get nervous at first because first of all, it's just talking. So I think it quickly loosens up and warms up. But like, why were you guys nervous before?
I think like if you say the wrong thing or if like
come across the wrong way.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to like get your thoughts on the spot. And like, I know when you're having a conversation with someone like in person, like, there's still those fears, but like this is to a wider audience where like people have different views and you're not reading the whole crowd. You're reading one person right now.
Yeah. Well, that's been, and look, you're never going to get every single person to agree with everything you say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's like a quote where it's like, if you're getting everyone to like you, then you're not like liking yourself or something. You know what I mean? Like it's okay to have your unique perspective, but like it has been interesting having a podcast where I talk a lot about spirituality because the cool thing is I have a lot of listeners who don't believe in it fully. And some are even agnostic or atheist, but still write in being like, look, I don't believe in everything you're saying, but I still enjoy it and like it. So, and I think you guys both have been very articulate with what you're saying. And if anyone like, look, to any of my listeners who don't even believe in God, like that's okay. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I know it might rub you the wrong way, but like, this is about really in a loving way, like coming together and listening to everyone's beliefs and opening up the conversations because I'd love to hear how this has been going on for you guys, but especially with Trump getting elected, people feel so split.
Yeah.
They already were, but it's kind of brought to the surface the split, not just with like Republicans, Democrats, but on racial issues and all sorts of gun violence and all sorts of stuff. And I kind of talked about this when your dad was on about we have to start communicating even if you disagree with the person.
Yeah.
But have you guys run into that with friendships where there are big time disagreements or how do you kind of ride those waters?
I think we're both not really those type of people that will state our facts and hold our ground until like we're blue in the face and yelling and screaming. We're both pretty easygoing, like, okay, if that's how you feel, like, we'll keep going, which can be a flaw
sometimes.
Like,
we'll say our opinion and we'll stand firm with, like, if we really believe it. But I'm not going to be, like,
in
your face and, like, trying to convince you otherwise. Like, people have differences. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My dad told me this week about 3 times. I don't know why this came up, but to be confident in your walk, meaning, like, if I believe something, like, not even, like, God or religion or anything like that, but like if I believe like I'm right in something, just be confident, don't be fighting, don't be like angry or trying to make people change their minds, but be confident in it and that because that's how you feel, and then bring that to the table in the nicest way possible.
That's so beautiful. I think there's a difference right between, I think someone who's like yelling their beliefs might not be as actually secure in them if they have to yell it like that. So I think there's this beautiful thing he's saying of like, you can be who you are. And when you're walking in it in confidence, it can be like a beautiful soft.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't mean like soft, like it's not still strong, but it's like, you just believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone else is coming at you with a different belief, like you don't have to cave into theirs, but you don't have to be like,
you don't have to prove.
Yeah. I'm learning that lesson still.
Showed me this like YouTube thing where like this guy will go out in public and he'll say like, I'm pro-gun, change my mind.
Oh.
And he'll sit down with people and just have an open conversation out of their own like will, and they'll talk about it, and like you can even see people who like don't actually even know what they're talking about but still believe it.
Yeah.
And so it's a cool concept.
No, I like that. There just needs to be more conversations. And I forget who I was talking to, a friend actually Because I did not vote for Trump, and this person did. And we were talking about the whole immigration crisis at the border thing. And we disagree a bit. I don't even want to say a lot. But, like, it was really cool hearing her beliefs and not necessarily agreeing with everything. Yeah. But for me being at a place where I've done enough work to hear and take it in without feeling so threatened that it wasn't completely what I agreed with. And mm-hmm. I knew I had done enough work to be able to actually hear her, whereas before I would have been like, but what about and yeah. this, and I was like, no, like, let me actually hear someone who's a really good person, has a good heart, who has a different belief system than I do with this immigration policy. Mm-hmm. Let me hear where she's coming from, even if I don't agree, because together we need to figure out what's going on at this border, and like how we can fix yeah. this, because yeah. no matter what, I don't like this whole families being separated. Yeah. So like, how do we take it before all that?
Yeah.
Like, what's, you know, how do we help the whole world, right? So people in every country can start having decent lives and yeah. don't feel like they need to flee a horrific living environment.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So how do you guys feel about when you guys going to Costa Rica? August, right?
Mm-hmm. August.
Yeah.
What are you most excited about?
I think even just seeing my mom get to meet her mom or see her for like the first time.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm excited
about. Well, will you explain a little bit of that backstory?
So my mom was adopted when she was 11 years old and hasn't seen her since. From an orphanage.
Yeah.
And now it's been like forever.
This is a big moment.
Yeah. Big moment.
It's going to be pretty emotional probably. Yeah.
And not just her mom, but her siblings and her cousins and the whole fam.
It'll yeah. be cool to be around like the other family that's like blood related, so we get to be with you guys and see where we get different traits, and but now her family, and see like that side of it all.
That's so special.
And plus I love Spanish food.
That too. So,
and the beach.
Yeah.
Do you have to get shots before you go to Costa Rica because there are different like bugs and stuff?
We're gonna ask your dad.
Oh really? Mm-hmm. Okay, my dad's been so many places that I haven't been with him too. Like I say that, like I'm like, good for you, dad.
My dad's in the same, so
yeah. All right, well, you guys are the best. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
So cute. Okay, so where can people find you if you want to be found, like Instagram? Do you know what I mean? Only if you mm-hmm. want. Some people are like, don't even search for me, but if you want more followers, you can give your
my Instagram is Tori Bowles.
Okay,
plain simple.
Mine's Ronnie_Bowles. I had to be different.
Yeah. And it's Bowles. Yep. Yeah. Because some people just think like a regular bowl that you eat out of.
No.
So follow them. But like I said before, no creepy comments. I know I cannot control all the listeners, but. Oh, and Ronnie is Roni. Shane, you're so great. And follow my son, Shane. Shane, is your account on private though?
No.
Oh, okay. You can follow Shane. What is it? Shane_Sudi if you want to follow my son. He'll be on soon. He just, his head was hurting a little bit, so he didn't want to come on, which is fair. But all right, guys. Oh, wait, me. Hold on. So for me, the next Dragon Sorcery is at New York Comedy Club at 7 o'clock. Promo Dragon for discounted tickets. And New York Comedy Club is one of the best clubs in the city, so you guys need to come check that out, where comedians come on, they share an issue they're having, and they sit with me, and I read into their soul song and help them shine like the diamonds they are. And then...
That was good.
Thank you. I don't always sing it. And check out my album, 1111. Oh, if you want a healing, kwolf2f27@gmail.com. I graduated, so get there. They're very deep out there. Thank you, Aunt Mary. See, this is what's so cool. Like, we don't have the same exact beliefs, but they still support me and my, you know what I mean? It's rad. Yeah, get a healing. Support me feeding my son. not that it's your guys' responsibility, but why not help out? I'm trying to think what else. Oh, Instagram, Twitter, @TheKateWolf. And thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.